Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and His desires for His children.
Welcome to the Way of Life program. My name is Charmaine. Continuing on the Holy Spirit. The Lord told us that He does not want us to rely on human wisdom to do what He has instructed us to do. Instead, we must rely solely on His power. He told us that His power is the Holy Spirit and that we must trust in His power by trusting the Holy Spirit. And He wants us to allow the demonstrative ability of the Holy Spirit to be seen through us so that people will be encouraged to put their trust in His power. 1 Corinthians 2:4-5. And my message and my preaching were very plain. Rather than using clever and persuasive speeches, I relied only on the power of the Holy Spirit. I did this so you would trust not in human wisdom, but in the power of God. Our general disposition or our mentality and characteristics must give evidence of the ability of the Holy Spirit in us, which includes His person and works, or who He is and what He does. The Lord told us that the main objective of the work of the Holy Spirit in us is that of sanctification. Sanctification is a process of God's grace by which we are separated from everything that is not of God, in that way making us completely dedicated to Him. This process of sanctification is accomplished by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. 1 Peter 1:2 tells us, God the Father knew you and chose you long ago, and His Spirit has made you holy. It takes us through the process also by the Word of God. John 17:17, make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. And that sanctification process culminates to our complete conformity to the glorious image of our Lord Jesus Christ, as the Holy Spirit makes us more and more like Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 3:18. So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord, and the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. As we allow that sanctification process to continue by our willing, voluntary submission to the Holy Spirit's leading and directives, the ever-increasing transformation into Christ's likeness will become visible to everyone who comes into our space. Also, our willing submission to the leading of the Holy Spirit will cause our true character as children of God to be expressed. Romans 8:14, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. In Romans 8:2, it tells us, and because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. So being led by the Holy Spirit will result in our freedom from sin and death. For He is life and will lead us into everything that pertains to life. And if we are truly living in the Holy Spirit, the evidence of the Holy Spirit's influence will be seen in our conduct. He said to us, become increasingly dependent on the Holy Spirit. Trust Him more and more. We have been taught that through the Holy Spirit, we are victorious in every situation and circumstances, and that through Him, we are also victorious over the sinful nature and its desires, which are in themselves death. I conclude by reminding us that we are required to increase in our dependence on the Holy Spirit, who is the power of God. You can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. Go to www.starcomnetwork.net and look for the podcast tab at the top of the page, where you can access any episode of the program. Shalom. Grace and peace be unto you all. Be safe on the road. and wherever you go in this season.
For tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.